Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains April 24th through the 27th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. We are live at Chicago's home of Chicken and Waffles in East Nashville, 2521 Gallatin Avenue. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Chad Withrow from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on OutKick. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Doing well, guys.
Thank you for joining us as always. So let's just start with your reaction to the Tennessee Titans drafting Carnell Tate, number 4 overall, out of Ohio State.
I think like most, I was completely shocked when that was the pick at number 4. I was already disappointed because Jeremiah Love was off the board at number 3, and that's who I was hoping the Titans were going to at least have a chance to pick at number 4. And then I was really thinking it was going to be Arvell Reese or Sonny Styles on defense, once Jeremiah Love wasn't an option. But I think the Titans really reached on a guy that not many had as a top 5 pick. Now, I'll say on the flip side of that, if they believe that he is truly a number 1 receiver and by far the best receiver on the board, as they stated, then I understand the philosophy of your second year quarterback.
Chad, finish this.
I'm thinking with that, but I mean, my reaction in the moment was
Chad, we'll call you right back. We're having some technical difficulties. We'll call you right back, Chad. Well, let's continue the conversation as we are endeavoring to get Chad Withrow back on the line.
His reaction, I think, is, you know, like I said at the beginning, is it indicative of, I believe, what the reaction was of a lot of Titan fans. It took a minute to sink in. It was sort of like the joke that was made the other day, and Willie sort of laughed afterwards, like, okay, I got it, and laugh. That's sort of like the Titan fans now. You know, when the initial pick was made, he was like, wow. Now, there may have been some people that were angry that they chose to draft a wide, but I think the consensus was, wow. And then you had to sort of, you know, sort of take it in and look at it from a sort of, look at it from a bias standpoint. I think they still got themselves a playmaker, and I think they got themselves a number one receiver. And that's what the Titans have been looking for since A.J. Brown left.
Let's go back to Chad Withrow on our phone line as we work through these connection issues. Chad, let's continue the Carnell Tate discussion. Finish this sentence for me, or fill in the blank. In order to quiet the skeptics, Carnell Tate must do what in his rookie season with the Titans?
Be another Ohio State wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, those are some big shoes to fill, right? But, I mean, if he's a book, then he's got to be a number one receiver right away. I mean, guys, that's a top five pick. I know if Jeremiah Love's available right there, you bring him in. Carnell Tate needs to be the number one receiver on day one and the best pass-catching target for Cam Ward right away to be a success. And I believe more in sports with what I've seen versus with Mike Borgonzi. That's a lot about the unseen. To turn 21-year-old and the mold these guys are and what they can do and not necessarily what they can't do. I also think it's unfair to say, well, he was the number two receiver on his college team. Well, the number one receiver on this college team is a generational talent. Jeremiah Smith. So I think it's a bit unfair to say that about Carnell Tate, but I do think it's a bit of a reach because we haven't really seen enough from this guy yet from a production standpoint to know, but I'm also not going to sit here and say I know that he can't be a number one receiver because I think he does have some of those traits.
Chad, I know that you have been following the Mike Vrabel, Diana Russini scandal closely. I want you to peer into your crystal ball for me for a moment. Where is Mike Vrabel 2 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now? How do you think this story continues to unfold?
When the news came out that he was going to go seek counseling starting Saturday, that was the first time I allowed myself to think he might be in trouble here with his job. There could be a suspension, or he may lose his job, or he may resign. It's the first time I really allowed myself to even think that professionally he was going to be in trouble in all of this. Now, my crystal ball, and he's probably going to go on some sort of sabbatical, and he's going to come back, and he's going to talk about how he's refocused and recentered, and he's ready to go with his top professional obligation to his New England Patriots. And I think it's going to be business as usual. He talked about speaking to the team. You know, a big question I have is, does he lose credibility with his team? Because part of the Mike Vrabel mystique is, you know, he's a guy who's all about accountability, and he's rough and tumble, and he's tough, and he's cocky, he's arrogant, and that rubs off on his team in a good way a lot of times. Well, that mystique is sort of gone right now with Mike Vrabel. It's not sort of gone, it is gone. So how do you regain that with your players? How do you make sure they still respect you? I think those are all big questions Mike Vrabel is going to have to answer moving forward. But I did allow myself to think that he might be in trouble professionally for the first time. Now, the whole counseling part of this, now he's saying he's going to be with his family. I think he's going to be counseled by his wife on this. That's really what's happening, is retreat to the home to try to settle things there is what's going on. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance, but I think that chance is small. And I think this time, you know, next year, he's going to be finishing up another draft or a part of it as the coach of the New England Patriots.
Now, Chad, how do you think the Titans proceed, you know, moving forward? Obviously, they don't have a second-round pick. Do you think they will try to find a way to get back into the second round if indeed they see a guy that they have earmarked and he's still on the board late in the second round? How do you think they did as far as moving back up into the draft and getting a guy that they wanted and a guy to sort of fill the hole at the pass rushing position? But what do you think they go moving forward now?
Yeah, D-Mace, it's going to be interesting. I mean, they filled two big spots that they needed. They need a receiver. They need a pass rusher. They also need offensive linemen. They need a tight end. They need a linebacker. You know, they need a lot of different positions in this draft. So my hope was when they couldn't get Love, they were going to be able to trade back and pick up another second-round pick. And then you're looking at three starters, right? You could draft someone mid-first round and then two second-round picks. You're basically drafting three starters to come in and be difference maker and building blocks for your team. Now that they traded back into the tail end of the first round, they lose that second-round pick tonight. They're not drafting until somewhere in the 60s, I think, tonight in the third round. I would be interested in trying to move up with all those late-round picks that they have, if possible, to get back into the second round. If, let's say, Stowers at tight end, or just name the player, whoever they might be in love with at a position of need like that, if you could move up and possibly get that guy, I think I'd be all for the Titans. But because the needs of this team, there's a lot of possibilities of what position they could go with when they pick again, whether that be in the third round or if they move into the second.
Now, how do you think they proceed with this wide receiver crew, in particular, obviously, Carnell Tate? Do you think they, you know, thrust him in and make him the number one also, you know, off the bat? Or do you think they sort of go through this process and allow him to learn it and then insert him? Because he's going to have to be, regardless of how they do it, he's going to have to be their guy eventually at some point in the season.
Yeah, look, I think he needs to be a star from day one. I'm not cutting him any slack because he was a number two receiver at Ohio State or this or that. Like, they drafted him, and Brian Daboll, who had a big hand in this draft offensively, they wanted this guy. So I want him to be a rookie star in the NFL. So I think the plan is you just drafted your number one receiver and you build around him. And you got a guy now that's got a bigger catch radius than anything that Cam Ward's been throwing to. So I think that will help him. You've had to be incredibly accurate to complete passes to this receiving crew. I think Carnell Tate gives you a little bit more wiggle room with what he can do. So I think you got a guy who can go up and get the ball when it's in traffic, and you got the number one receiver from day one. I mean, that's the plan. Mike Borgonzi is the only one who truly knows the plan he has for these players, and, of course, the coaches also. But for me, you draft a wide receiver fourth overall, especially on a team that's as bad as the Titans that are coming off back-to-back three-win seasons. He's your number one receiver the moment he arrived in that facility.
Chad Withrow is with us. Chad, I've been envisioning these high heaters that Cam Ward throws, that, you know, from that three-quarter spot just coming in red hot. I hope he's good at catching that particular kind of pass, because that's what he's going to see.
Yeah, I mean, look, inaccuracy was an issue for Cam Ward in year one also. So I think you combine that with needing to be pinpoint accurate, because you had a group of receivers that didn't have the biggest catch radius. It was a recipe for disaster at times for the Titans. And, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to be on the same page. And I think, guys, just where the Titans are right now, there's no luxury picks, right? There's no developmental picks. That's where I'm scratching my head on some of these, because these guys need to be leaders. They do not have a strong enough locker room outside of Jeffrey Simmons where you feel like, okay, they can just kind of go along for a little while. You are drafting the foundation of your organization. The way that Mike Borgonzi, who's working in Kansas City, saw with all those draft picks around those years with Patrick Mahomes, you are drafting guys that need to be leaders for this team. So Carnell Tate needs to be, if he's not the leader, he needs to be a leader in that wide receiver room right off the bat. And same goes for Kelvin Falk, who I completely disagree with trading up to get him, but they clearly love the guy that had two sacks his entire last year at Auburn. So you got to pick that production up also. But Willie, I think he's got to be a leader too. That's the thing about these guys. You can't just go and, you know, just be a player. Like, I think you're building the culture and identity of this whole team with this draft.
So, Chad, I want to envision the offense now, presuming that it's Tony Pollard and company. Maybe they add somebody to the mix here with a draft pick in the next couple of days. But are we looking at an offense that's really going to sling it now with a lot of the investments they've made with Wandale Robinson and now Tate in the mix? Like, how many times are they going to throw it per game with a second-year quarterback?
Yeah, Willie, it feels like an offense is going to take a lot more shots down the field, right? Just with the skill set of these guys. I know Wandale Robinson's sort of a wiggle-type player and run-after-catch guy at times, but you look at the amount of 40-plus yard receptions or 35-plus yard TD receptions for Carnell Tate and just how high of a percentage that was of all of his touchdowns. I mean, I think you now are looking at a Brian Daboll offense that wants to challenge teams deep more, and they're getting some guys that they feel like can do that. I know Carnell Tate didn't have the best 40 time, but he has been a guy who can get free down the field and can go up and get the ball. So I think it's going to be a team that's going to take more shots down the field. How successful they'll be, well, that goes a long way in determining how successful this draft was. Because I think how successful they're going to be is how good is Cam Ward at doing it, and then how good is your number one wide receiver that you just took fourth overall.
Chad, with Falk, let's come back to him for a minute. You watch a lot of SEC football, and I admit, like, they're year in and year out, I've never watched the SEC looking for individual stars, at least outside of probably Vanderbilt and, to a point, Tennessee, because that's the teams we cover, right? I want to know the NFL prospects on those teams. And so I'm not studying Auburn as much. But did you know about Falk for a while? Did you think first-round pick? Like, I do wonder about the production thing, even though he clearly has a lot of tools.
Yeah, he was the one guy, Willie, on their defense that I had heard a lot about. Every broadcast or every Auburn game I watched, they talked a lot about Falk being a really good player that really, you know, pressures quarterbacks and is tough to deal with for an offensive line. And I know that he got some special treatment from offensive lines, and I understand that sacks aren't everything, but when you look at the amount of games he played to only rack up 10 sacks, I think it was, in 38 games or something like that, he had two a year ago, I would just like to see someone you're moving up to get have a little bit more production. Now, what Mike Borgonzi's looking at is he's looking at the traits. He's looking at what this guy could be at the next level, right? He's not looking as much at production. I'm just way more on the seen versus the unseen. And I don't know enough from Keldrick Falk. I do think that he's a good player. And I'm not saying he can't be a good player for the Titans. I'm just saying if you're going to move up and not move back, which I think the Titans should have done to get more picks because they need more players, you better be really sure this guy is going to be good from day one. There's no luxury picks here again, right? There's no one you can sit and wait on. These guys have to produce, and they got to be starters, and they got to be good starters the moment they get to the Titans. And it's a tough ask for both of these guys.
Chad Withrow from Hot Mike with Hutton Withrow has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He joins us every Friday. Chad, as always, a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.